Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 221, we're going to talk about why you should spend time creating a custom 404 page. You may think, why? What the heck? You know, nobody even sees this page. It's not linked in my menus. The only way they find it is if they do a typo and it just lands on that page. But we're going to give you some great tips and reasons why you may want to spend the little bit of extra time to build a custom 404 page. Tim, why don't you go ahead and get us started off today?
Yeah, the first reason why you want to spend time creating a custom 404 page is it's a great opportunity to market. So you have people that are landing on this page. Most people don't take the extra time to do it. Their theme has, you know, a very generic, boring 404 page built in, and usually people don't touch it. That's the typical. Well, if you take the additional steps to make it special, make it unique and creative, that's going to just make you look so much better. And then you have the additional things you can do to market. So like, for example, someone lands on your 404 page, you have something creative, funny, or whatever. And then you have, hey, you might be looking for one of these three things, and have your most popular, you know, products, services, blog posts, whatever it may be, or all of the above. And that will help guide them to the next thing rather than them being like, oh, this page is broken, and they leave. Because a lot of times people do that. They come to a 404 page and they think, oh, the content doesn't exist anymore. It's been taken down, removed. But really it was, you know, the linking article just typed in the URL wrong. And so lots of opportunities to market.
Absolutely. Second reason why you may want to create a custom 404 page is Google likes it. Google likes it whenever you cross link to other pages on your website. So as Tim kind of referred to in the first point, go ahead and put yourself, you know, here are, you know, our most popular blog posts. Here are our most popular products. Link back to your shop. Link back to your blog. Go back to our homepage. Whatever it is that you want to put on there, there's an SEO value as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing is people like humor. I kind of alluded to it in the first point, but it's going to make you stand out. If you have something funny and creative, you know, and you can Google for some ideas, creative 404 pages to see what other websites have done across the internet. And you'll find some really creative stuff. And people like that. It's going to give them a reason to stay. As I mentioned, someone might come to your website from a link and the link was typed in wrong. So it goes to a 404 page. Well, you don't want them to bounce and hit back. You want to give them a reason to stay. And sometimes, you know, making them laugh, having something unique on there is going to be just that thing that's going to have them stay on your website.
Yeah, and I'm going to give an example of this, Tim. And I did not even know that Netflix was coming out with a new series, Lost in Space, when I built this 404 page for our website, Divi.Space. Divi.Space is, you know, our Divi website where we, you know, blog about Divi, we write about Divi, and we sell products, plugins, and themes for the Divi theme from Elegant Themes. Well, I thought I was being, you know, because I am up in age, I'm 50. Or a little bit older than Tim. And I, you know, Lost in Space was a television show that was on television a long, long, long time ago. And one of the famous sayings on it was, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Well, go check out Divi Space, Divi.Space, you know, type in slash anything, and you'll see the 404 page. It's got Will Robinson there with his little space gun, and it says 404 danger, Will Robinson. I think now that Netflix has come out with this great series, the younger generation is going to understand why I think our 404 page was so witty and awesome. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking at David's 404 page, and yeah, he did a great job with the humor aspect. It's giving them a reason to stay. But then he also has some text that says, let us help you find your way back. And there's a button for go to home, become a member, visit our shop. So you're giving them some choices. So even if they didn't find what they landed there for, they can see, oh, they have a membership. I'm going to go check that out. Another thing you can do, which I'm I'm guilty of all these things on here because I don't have a custom 404 page on my site, Divi Life, which I'm looking at this being like, why the heck haven't I done that yet? And I'm probably going to get off here and go build one. But another thing you can do is, in addition to call to actions, add a search bar. So if, say, for example, they land on your website trying to get to a specific article and, you know, the URL is typed in wrong, well, the search bar will allow them to type it in and then maybe they can find the article that they meant to actually land there for.
Yeah, and now that I'm looking at our page, Tim, I forgot the subtitle, which I thought was even the witty part, which was 404 Danger Will Robinson! It seems you are lost in space.
Yep.
In your Divi dot space.
Yeah, so. That's what ties it all together.
Well, that's it for today's episode 221, Why You Should Spend Time Creating a Custom 404 Page. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.